Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Gavin Newsom.
The governor.
The governor.
I'm from the South. We call him the governor.
Gavin Newsom got caught with his thumb in his butt.
What?
He got his head caught. You remember those weird kids in school when you was young? They used to catch them digging in their butt and smelling it. Gavin Newsom, one of them kids, man.
Man, you crazy as hell.
He got caught with his thumb in his butt, man.
Well, he didn't get caught with his thumb in his butt.
He got, yes, he did.
He got caught
breaking his own COVID guidelines, man.
He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Nah, he was actually fisting himself. Gavin Newsom, you a low-down, dirty scoundrel. You low-down, dirty liberal. Don't even follow your own rules. You and blow out Nancy Pelosi. Getting the hair done. You talking about all this COVID deadly. You at a large table?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Not right? Practicing social distancing.
Yeah.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Man, you crazy as hell, man.
Hey, you also in your state, y'all tried to cancel 4th of July.
You a damn tyrant. That's what you are.
Yeah, why do you tell people to follow these rules when you don't follow them?
Yeah.
Right? And he came out with this apology. Check out this dude's apology.
And as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. And I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. Instead, I chose to sit there with my wife and a number of other couples that were outside the household. And you can quibble about the guidelines, et cetera, but the spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice. And I've done my best to do that.
Man, you crazy as hell.
The only reason why you apologizing, that Gavin, because you got caught, man. You don't mean it.
Yeah, it's not like you came out and said, man, I went and had a party the other night.
Yeah.
I was with all my friends and acquaintances. We didn't have no mask on. We shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. Man, and I'm telling my people of California to fight, and I ain't do it, I'm going to come out and I'm going to apologize.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
No, you didn't do that. You got caught. This picture came out and you got caught. Said, okay, so I got to apologize. Like Jimmy Swaggart. What was his name? Jimmy Swaggart?
Yeah, Jimmy Swaggart.
You know that online pastor?
Yeah, he was sorry.
He was sorry. A few years back, I'll never forget this.
A few years back? This has been a long time ago.
We was kids when he did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw this with Mama. Mama's religion. She watched Jimmy Swaggart every freaking, what's his name, Jimmy Swaggart?
Jimmy Swaggart, man.
Well, he came out there and started crying.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
In his congregation talking about he picked up a prostitute and got sucked off
on live TV,
and he was crying,
he was bawling.
You know why? Because he was truly sorry for getting sucked off.
Yeah, you're not sorry, you actually smiling the whole time.
When I got the impression when you was with this BS apology, your mannerisms, the way you carried yourself, the way you smiled, the way you carried your hands, it seemed like I was watching former President Barack Obama. He talks the exact same way. I can tell you have studied that man, because when it comes to public speaking, Obama made majority of people feel real good. He's a great public speaker. You look like you is copying him verbatim, how he carries his hands, how he talks, how he smiles.
Yeah.
Everything you did. I mean, if I could have used blackface on you, I would swear up and down. I was watching Obama.
Yeah, him and that dude from Beto. Y'all got that same mannerism. It's like y'all copying Obama, because y'all know he was full of shit, and he fooled all the liberals on the left for years. He said, man, I'm going to do that Obama game on him.
He fooled a lot of Republicans, too. That's why he was voting in office.
Yeah.
But they was calling Beto O'Rourke Vanilla Obama. No, man. That title deserves to go to you. You are now officially, as of today,
spit it out,
your nickname is the Vanilla Obama.
You don't want to be Obama.
You fake as hell.
Yeah, like when Trump says something, like Trump's not real big. He's like, leave it up to the individual if they want to wear a mask. And he's like honest, and nobody likes that.
The dude's right. brutally honest. And he tells what he, you know, he stands for, you know, no mask or whatever.
Right.
Right. You know, but you come out and preach one thing.
Yeah.
And then you do another. You come out and apologize. People accept that, even though you're a liar and fake.
Yeah.
Trump is like brutally honest.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're getting with this dude.
Yeah.
And y'all don't accept him.
Yeah. If you was a real leader, if you had any balls.
That's what he said. He grew up, he said, when he got that right.
Yeah.
I should have saw it was a huge gathering.
What are y'all doing? Y'all gonna kill everybody. Get the hell out of here. What are you doing? People's gonna die. What the? If you really thought COVID was that deadly, that's what you should have did. You should have called the cops, had everybody arrested. You including you and your wife,
you know?
Because that was reckless.
Yeah.
You realize that this is not the Ebola virus.
Yeah.
You realize this is not the bubonic plague.
That's why you didn't leave.
If you was a true leader, you'd have came out and says, everybody, we need to go back to work. The science says this. People who...
That's what you should have did. Instead of walking out, yeah. This is what you should have do if you was a real leader. You did the right thing. You stayed there.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do in front of the people of California. You need to come out there with that stupid smile on your face. Say, look here. We got the science. This virus for 98, 97, 99%.
It's like 99%.
Of the people to get this virus is fine. But if you have...
survival rate, 99%.
Yeah, but if you have conditions like diabetes or something that makes you susceptible to this virus, you should stay home. You should come out and tell everybody in California, you know what? It's time to go back out to work in this bitch.
Yeah.
Because this is not the Ebola virus. It's a horrible flu. That's all it is. You should not shut down your state, people's jobs, their livelihoods. It's time for us to go back to work. That's what you should do if you're a real leader. What you came out and did in this apology is total BS.
Liberals. Just use your brain for a second. Don't listen to your politicians, your leaders. Think about it. They're shutting down the economy for something that has a 99% survival rate. Does that make any sense? We've already done this once.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess y'all like to take advice from President Trump. You know, one day it's just going to blow away.
That's what he's saying, huh?
Y'all called Trump out for that. I mean,
y'all really think?
Just because you shut down an economy, it's going to go away.
And you stay in your house and the virus is just...
It's not going anywhere, man.
It's going to give it... Let's sit in the house. Let's shut down for like 6 weeks. And then let's go outside. It's going to blow away.
Yeah.
The winter is going to freeze it to death.
look. Gavin.
Newsom.
You know what, man?
Typical politician. His responses.
Smile. Faked me... People like you faked me for many years of my life.
Yeah.
Until I finally started listening to both sides and I actually, you know, you guys are just fake.
Yeah.
You gave the typical response, and I know the majority of your constituents are going to believe you. Oh, man, he really owned that one. No, the only reason why he really owned that because he got caught.
Yeah.
While your constituents, everybody that voted for him, is at home suffering. They can't go back to work. They want to go to birthday parties. They want to go to parties. They want to go out and have drinks, have a little fun. When they caught you, and these people have been faithfully listening to you, and you go out behind your constituents' back, everybody that voted for you, and you do that, and you try to say you made a mistake, that you're human, you're full of shit, dude.
Yeah, and you're smiling the whole time. He's smiling the whole time, and it's like you're like actually trying not to laugh at everybody that's listening to you. That's why you got that smile on your face. I can see it in your face.
Yeah.
You're laughing at everybody.
Yeah,
because you know this virus is not the Ebola virus.
Yeah.
If this was the Ebola virus, like, oh my God, there's too many people. We're going to die here.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen them pandemic movies?
Yeah.
The people scream around. Y'all in there talking, ain't got no mask on, sitting shoulder to shoulder, having a good old time. It's a birthday party.
Gavin, if y'all really thought the Chinese virus is as deadly as you say it is, you'd have been scared to death when you seen all those people.
I'm surprised this dude is actually, he said he drove up in his car. He was all by himself in his Toyota hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Green.
Yeah, you know he's driving an electric car.
Right? Driving up, you know, no greenhouse gases, this and that.
Hey, don't you
ain't
you
got
have
no
a...
security team and you just showed up there.
You're the governor. You just don't show up at places.
Do you?
You have to have a security detail, right? You're the governor. You just show up? You drive your own car?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
You just show up to places you don't know how many people's going to be there?
Your security detail don't check out the place, make sure ain't no crazies radical in there?
I mean, no governor, no senator, no congressman just shows up nowhere without a security detail. You people are, especially on the right, you are targets. You're a target because you're full of shit. I know you just don't show up at places you're not familiar with. You don't know how many people's there.
Yeah.
A majority of your state has been shut down following strict COVID guidelines. You act like you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you the governor.
You don't know show up. You don't know how many people there.
It's a birthday party.
You know you're going to a birthday party. You know who's going to be there.
Yeah, you know whose birthday party it is, don't you? You just show up. Oh, I didn't know it was going to be this many people.
Yeah, I can see if they caught you inside of another restaurant like Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Los Angeles. Y'all just showed up, man. There was a bunch of people there. But no, man,
this is a planned event.
This is a very bougie restaurant. You just don't show up in places. Yeah, you know how many people was there.
Yeah.
You was lying.
So you're actually lying in your apology.
Yeah.
You ain't that damn stupid.
Maybe I'm thinking your constituents bought into it, but
anybody that's objective.
You're a governor. You are very responsible. You know there's COVID restrictions. You know how many people was there. You knew who was going to be there. You know what the event was about. You talking about you showed up and I didn't know there was going to be that many people.
I should have been a leader. I should have just told everybody go to hell home. You're going to die. And I should have just went home. And that's what I should have did as a leader. Nah, you should be a real leader. You need to stand up to the people in your state and tell them it's time to go back to work.
Yeah, you liberals, man. When are y'all going to wake up, man?
This is over, this shutdown. We need to stop this shutdown. If you've got health issues and you're susceptible to this virus, then you need to hunker down.
But your constituents, they deserve everything they get.
Yeah.
They voted for you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I feel sorry for the Republicans that's stuck in that state, but for you liberals that voted for the man, you deserve everything you get. All the pain and suffering, you deserve every damn bit of it because you're stupid.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.